Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The House now comes to the delivery of the budget. The Honourable Minister of Finance.
That's Bill English, and shortly after 2 on Thursday, he rose to deliver his fourth budget, at the same time casting doubt on the theory that practice makes perfect.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Appropriation 2012-13 Estimates Bill be now read a second time.
Wait a minute.
Order. The Minister needs to move to the first time. First.
Mr. Speaker, I move the Appropriation 2012-13 Estimates Bill be now read a first time.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
The contrary opinion, no.
No.
The ayes have it.
So for the first time in over a decade, the presentation of the budget was subject to a party vote, the result announced by the Speaker.
The ayes are 64, the noes are 57, the motion is agreed to.
And so, supported by the votes of National, ACT, United Future and the Maori Party, Bill English delivered his fourth budget as National's Finance Minister, taking about 40 minutes and concluding by summarising its purpose.
It's about returning to surplus in 2014-15, when we can start reducing the debt brought on by the recession and earthquakes.
Mr. English received a standing ovation from his backbenchers, and the Speaker moved the budget on to its next stage.
Order. Order. The question is that the Appropriation 2012-13 Estimates Bill be now read a second time. The Leader of the Opposition, David Shearer.
Well, if that doesn't get people flocking to the departure lounges all around New Zealand, nothing will.
Mr. Shearer kicked off the 14-hour budget debate in traditional fashion.
I move that after the words "that" be omitted and the following substituted, quote, "This House has no confidence in this national government led by John Key."
Who responded with,
"The kindest thing I can say about that speech is it's 20 minutes of my life I'm never getting back."
With Mr. Key's backbenchers begging for more, the Speaker called on the leader of the third largest party, the Greens.
Order. Order. Dr. Russell Norman.
Mr. Speaker, New Zealanders are looking to their government for hope, but this, I'm afraid, is a zero-hope budget.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman, who was still going to varsity in Australia, when, as New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters recalled, National's Finance Minister Ruth Richardson delivered the mother of all budgets in 1991.
Mr. Speaker, today the country heard the Back to the Future budget from the National Party, as though they're in some sort of time warp for the last 21 years.
In contrast to Mr. Peters, Maori Party co-leader Peter Sharples spotted some silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud.
It's with the knowledge of the state of the country's economy that we've come to speak to this budget and to tell you that we're pleased that we've been able to make some headways in getting some assets for Maori at this troubled time.
Like Peter Sharples and the Maori Party, the ACT member for Epsom, John Banks, has a confidence and supply agreement with National, although his support for the budget was only exceeded by his disdain for the parties opposed to it.
I'm glad I'm on this side of the House, and these people are not on this side of the House. As I've said before, these ferocious and very, very greedy rabbits, imagine that inside the lettuce patch of the Treasury finances on this day as we go forward. There would be more borrowing, there would be more spending, there would be more taxing, there would be no hope.
Back outside the lettuce patch, the sole Mana MP, Honi Hawawira, explored the meaning of zero in the zero budget.
It is certainly a budget that offers zero opportunity, zero growth, zero solutions and zero hope for the thousands of Kiwis who are asking why they bother to stay here.
And the last word on what Bill English's fourth budget is really all about was from the remaining party leader, United Futures Ahuru MP, Peter Dunn.
What this budget is about, Mr. Speaker, is giving New Zealanders the opportunity and taking the chance to focus on our future and to build constructively for the needs we have as a country moving forward, not just dealing with today's issues, but taking a very positive long-term focus.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
The government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, then moved to have the budget debate adjourned and put the House under urgency to pass legislation implementing aspects of the budget outlined earlier. Divisions on those motions were won by the government by the same margin of 64 votes to 57, and the House resumed after the dinner break on Thursday, returning at 9 on Friday morning and continuing through until late that afternoon. The budget debate, meanwhile, will resume after MPs return to the chamber on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.